Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people get the making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night salt truck drivers out there. I saw some salt on some of the roads I was on this morning, so shout out to all the salt truck drivers out there who have been working nonstop around the clock over these last couple of days with some weather supposedly coming in, some winter weather coming in. We'll see how that goes, and hopefully everybody's staying safe out there. Probably a lot of schools canceled today as far as I've heard, so a lot of kids will be able to stay at home and hopefully avoid whatever winter weather comes. But shout out to all my early morning, late night people listening in the bed right now, and of course all my local funeral workers out there and everybody that's tuned in right now. Appreciate you all, my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we got to get to Terry Fontenot, the Atlanta Falcons general manager. Spoke to the media yesterday, and it's the quote everybody is talking about. It's the quote that went viral on First Take, has been going viral on social media, and the one everybody is talking about. And, of course, it is Terry Fontenot talking about what the plan is for the backup quarterback position. Well, he answered that yesterday, and a lot of people were shocked at what Terry Fontenot said. I wasn't. I'll explain why I wasn't after I let you hear Terry Fontenot talk about how the Falcons are comfortable with Kirk Cousins as their backup quarterback. That's right. He said they were comfortable with Kirk being the backup next season. And again, I'll explain it after you hear it, but it makes sense as to why he would say this right about now for a couple of different reasons. But here is Terry Fontenot, Falcons general manager, talking about why the Falcons being comfortable with Kirk Cousins being the backup quarterback next season.
Yes, so you know, when we gave Kirk Cousins 2 years guaranteed, so when you do that, you expect to get high-level quarterback play for two seasons. We understand that didn't happen. Nobody was happy to make the switch at that time, and we wanted to get that high-level quarterback play for two seasons. So now what happens is we had to accelerate that plan and go to Mike earlier, and yet we're the allocation at the quarterback position, the cap allocation is we're eighth in the league. That's what we had planned for, where Kirk is the starter. He's not the starter anymore, but we're very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup. He's handled himself extremely well through the entire process from start to finish, from when he came in the building. And, you know, in these adverse situations, that's when you show your true character. Kirk's a great man, and he's been great support for Mike, a great teammate, great support for everybody in the building. So we're very comfortable moving forward with him as the backup.
And that had everybody up in arms. What do you mean you're comfortable with him being the backup? What do you mean you're comfortable with a quarterback who's going to have an $87 million cap hit next season or whatever it is? What do you mean you're comfortable with him being the backup? Let's explain. Let's break this down, shall we? Number one, it does no good. It does absolutely no good to the Atlanta Falcons to say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and try to trade Kirk Cousins, or yeah, we're going to go ahead and release him, or yeah, he's going to go ahead and be a post-June 1st designation cut. Yeah, that's our plan. That's exactly what we're planning on doing with him. It does them no good to do that. Why does it do them no good to do that? Well, in case they do want to trade him or attempt to trade him, then they have no leverage, because if they go out and tell the world, the media now, that, yeah, worst comes to worst, we're just going to cut him post-June 1st. Well, then they're not going to get anything back if they do attempt to trade Kirk Cousins, because teams know, okay, why would we trade for him when we can get him for nothing, or we can give up zero assets besides maybe money? To why we give the Falcons assets when he's going to be a free agent and all we got to do is wait till after June 1st. So it just does nothing to help the Falcons for them to say, yeah, we're planning on moving from Kirk Cousins. It just does them no good to say that they're moving on from him. So that's the top reason why I wasn't surprised to hear Terry Fontenot say what he said. Number two, and I thought this, and I'm glad Mike Johnson said it, and you'll hear him talk about it on the morning shift, but you have to remember, his wife Julie is from here. They came to Atlanta thinking Kirk was going to retire here, thinking Kirk and his family were going to kind of settle down here. It wasn't the plan at all for not only the Atlanta Falcons, but it wasn't the plan for Kirk Cousins to be benched, 14 games into the season? That was not the plan at all. Kirk was planning to be the starting quarterback here for at least two seasons. Him and Julie were settling down, going to let their kids grow up, do the majority of their living here, growing up here, do a lot of their schooling here. So I don't know if Kirk and his family are ready to move again this quickly, when the plan was for Atlanta to be the final home, kind of final destination, kind of final stop for them. that's a tough decision for them. Now, you know, obviously Kirk is going to want to play, and barring injury to Michael Penix, knock on whatever this table is made out of, he's not going to play next year if he is okay with being the backup quarterback. If Kirk Cousins is in Atlanta, he's going to be the backup behind Michael Penix Jr. He'll be a heck of a backup, and I wouldn't mind having Kirk Cousins as a backup either. And Terry Fontenot made a lot of sense when he continued to break it down, too. Look, they already had a plan to be paying Kirk Cousins next season. Now, you had a plan of paying him while he was actually playing and contributing to what the team was doing. It hits a little different when you are paying him and he's not doing anything but sitting on the bench. But they were already planning to pay him. So that's another reason why they would feel comfortable with him being the backup. He's on the books. They've already accounted for him being on the books. So they're not worried about the money, so to speak. Now, again, I don't think he'll end up being a Falcon next season. But if he is, okay. Again, we already know the situation is not ideal. We already know this is not what we wanted to happen. The Falcons didn't want this to happen. Us as Falcons fans didn't want this to happen. We know that already. We get that. But would it be so bad to have a veteran backup quarterback who you already wanted to have a veteran backup quarterback in place for a young starter? Because that's how it usually goes. When you have a older guy at QB, usually the backup is a younger guy. Just like when Kirk Cousins was a starter, Michael Penix was his backup. And now when you got your young guy as a starter, you usually want a veteran QB as your backup. And that's how it would be. So it wouldn't be, to me, the end of the world to have Kirk Cousins as your backup. I think it actually would be a good situation because I don't think Kirk Cousins would be an issue in the locker room. I don't think he would be a distraction. And I don't think it will be a situation where fans are calling for Kirk Cousins if Michael Penix struggles at all. Now, hopefully Michael Penix doesn't struggle to the point where that would even become a thing to where, you know, you would even have to think about, oh, well, should Kirk Cousins get back in there or what? I don't think he would struggle to that point, and I hope he doesn't struggle to that point. But if anything were to happen, you would have a very solid backup. And I would not be mad at all at Kirk Cousins coming in as a backup quarterback. He would be very capable, and I would feel very comfortable with him coming in the game. So I wouldn't think it would be a bad situation. I don't think it would be a bad situation at all with having Kirk as your backup quarterback. Now, again, I say all that to say I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to be the case. But it wouldn't be a bad deal. I get it leaves a sour taste in all of our mouths. What happened and how this whole quarterback situation played out leaves a sour taste in our mouths. Well, guess what? We are here regardless. It ain't getting any better. And again, they already got him on the books. They already got his contract and salary and cap hit. They already got all that accounted for. So it's not like having him as the backup quarterback adds extra money to his salary or anything like that. Like, they're not, obviously they're not gaining anything, but they're not losing anything either, if that makes sense. So I get it would be a bad look. It would definitely be frustrating to, you know, just have that reminder on the bench and there as well. So I get it. I get why Falcons fans are like, what? What do you mean keep him as a backup? What do you mean you're comfortable having him as a backup? What do you mean? I get why that response happened. But if you think about it, what's done is done. The damage is done. And if you can have a reliable backup quarterback like Kirk Cousins, why is that so bad? What's the issue? What's the problem? We already know it's not an ideal situation. We already know that's not what you signed up for when you originally signed Kirk Cousins and agreed to give him basically a two-year deal with $100 million guaranteed. So we get it. But at this point, to me, the situation is kind of, it is what it is. And if the best option for the Falcons is keeping him as a backup, then so be it. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to try and do right by Kirk Cousins as far as if he wants to go play, which I'm sure he does, letting him and giving him the opportunity to find another team to go play for and be their starting quarterback. So, again, I don't think it's going to play out where he's the backup quarterback for the Falcons starting next season. But if it is, it won't be so bad if you just think about it and break it down. All right, more coming from Terry Fontenot when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take. Also, college football playoff semifinal last night. Notre Dame, Penn State started off a little sleepy, but ended with a bang. We'll recap that next as well, too, here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Thank you to everybody that's tuned in right now, that's on your way to work or already at work. Make sure you're safe out there. The roads look good right now as far as where I've been. I haven't noticed any weather coming down yet either. It's not supposed to start until 7 a.m. putting my weather hat on, you know what I'm saying? But hopefully you all are still being safe out there. And if you are going to work later and the weather has started, make sure you are being safe as well. But if you can help it, and if the weather starts, just don't go on the road. Just be at home. Just chill out today. Work from home if you can and be safe. But thank you, everybody that's tuned in, that's on your way to work or already at work. Shout out to everybody that's on their way to the gym or already at the gym. Again, if you go to the gym maybe a little bit later, again, past 7 o'clock, you might want to consider doing a home workout today just because some weather could get started. But we'll see. Maybe it's not as bad as it is forecasted and projected to be, but we shall see. But thank you to everybody tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Make sure you follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to my show. Because if you're not usually an early riser, but you're up early today for whatever reason, and you're liking what you hear, guess what? You don't have to listen at 5 a.m. every day. I would love for you to, but you don't have to. You can go back on the free Odyssey app. Just download it on your smartphone or any of your smart devices. You should download it on all your smart devices, honestly. And you go back, search 92.9 The Game. You find the Hometown Take. And you can listen to my show or any other great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in their entirety. You can go back and listen to full shows in their entirety. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments. Go back and listen to your whatever interviews you want to listen to. You can do it all on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download that on your smartphone and all of your smart devices today. We will talk about the college football playoff semifinal game last night between Notre Dame and the Fighting Mike Contis in Penn State. We will talk about that here in a couple of minutes. I'll let you give your take on it if you do have a take on it, or if you have a take on Terry Fontenot and what he had to say to the media yesterday. We will let you give your reactions in about 17 minutes from now when we do Grillin' Dylan. But do want to continue to let you hear from Terry Fontenot, because that was the biggest story as far as the local media goes yesterday in our Atlanta Falcons. So one other thing I thought was important that I want to go ahead and address is Kyle Pitts, the tight end that we all have not started to despise is a strong word, but we don't feel as good about Kyle Pitts. Some of us really don't feel as good about Kyle Pitts as we did after his rookie year, during his rookie year, when he was close to breaking Mike Ditka's single tight end rookie tight end receiving yards record back when he had Matt Ryan in his rookie year. Now it's just kind of like, ugh, Kyle Pitts. It's just the production hasn't been there. Some of the things he said this season have rubbed us the wrong way. And so we're all kind of just feeling away. That's the phrase that I think is spot on. We're all kind of feeling away about Kyle Pitts. Well, Terry Fontenot addressed the media yesterday, and he talked about Kyle Pitts and his production and how his production hasn't been what it's needed to be, and hasn't been on the trajectory that it's needed to be on since his rookie season.
Yeah, look, when you take a player that high in the draft, obviously you expect a certain level, and we understand Kyle had a really good rookie year, and he hadn't equaled or exceeded that production since then. And so there's no excuses we're making about it. And yet right now, at this point, just like any other player, Kyle has to do everything he can do as to make sure he's doing everything he can do this offseason to get the best version of himself. We have to make sure we're supporting him and helping him develop in those areas, and make sure we're doing everything to get the best out of him so he can help this team win football games. That's what's most important right now.
When it comes to Kyle Pitts, at this point, I will not be surprised either way. What do I mean? I will not be surprised if the Falcons decide to trade Kyle Pitts, and I'll tell you why in a second. But I would also not be surprised if the Falcons decide to keep Kyle Pitts. There's arguments for both. First, I'm going to start with the argument for keeping Kyle Pitts. You aren't going to have that many more years left of the offensive weapons you have now, the complete offensive repertoire that you have, and the complete offensive arsenal that you have now. Because you're going to have what? Hopefully two more like guaranteed years of or really one more guaranteed year of, if you count in Kyle Pitts, Michael Penix Jr., Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. You can throw Darnell Mooney in there. He just got signed, so he's got, what, I think 2 more years left on his deal. We signed him to a 3-year deal. But my point is that are you really going to be able to keep everybody? Is this going to be a situation where you're going to have to make some tough decisions on offense because Michael Penix Jr. continues to look legit? You're going to have to keep Bijan. Right now, Bijan is the guy to keep. I know running backs, there was that stigma, and I think this stigma has started to go away, and I'm glad. But, you know, there was this stigma maybe just a few seasons ago in the NFL where running backs, you can get them a dime a dozen, and that has been somewhat true. You can get a productive running back if you do it right. You can get a very productive running back late in draft rounds, and there's some every year, right? However, Bijan Robinson is different. He is different. He, to me, goes in the generational talent category, Bijan Robinson does. He's not just your run-of-the-mill, dime-a-dozen running back that can at least be productive for the length of their rookie contract, and then you move on and go find another one. He's not that. Bijan Robinson is Himothy. You know, he's one of those ones. He's one of them ones, as the kids would say. You know what I'm saying? So, you got at this point to me, your priorities as far as contracts go right now is Bijan Robinson. Michael Penix, obviously, this was his rookie year, so you're not worried about him. You got time on him still for sure. Is Bijan Robinson, is Drake London. And I can't say the same right now for Kyle Pitts because I honestly, even if the Falcons do decide to keep Kyle Pitts next year, I don't think they're giving him a contract unless he just goes bonkers. Like I'm talking 100-plus catches or maybe even a close to 100-plus catches, definitely over 1,000 yards, maybe 12 to 1,300 yards, and double-digit touchdowns. If he has close to a year of what Drake London had this year, then I think it becomes more of a conversation. But if he doesn't have anything even remotely close to that, yeah, Kyle Pitts is done in Atlanta, I would think. But again, getting back to my point, you eventually, and coming up pretty soon, are going to have to make some decisions on, okay, Bijan Robinson, he's that dude, we really want to keep him. Drake London, he's that dude, we really want to keep him. What are we going to do at the end of Darnell Mooney's contract? What are we going to do with, you know, some of these offensive linemen too? Like, it's going to get to a point where you got to make some real decisions about this offense. And I do wonder if it's going to be one of those situations where you have a lot of really good players and it's going to be like, ooh, can we keep everybody on offense? Can we give everybody a long-term deal? I don't know. So the argument for keeping Kyle Pitts is that you want to maximize the time you have with all the weapons that you can possibly have, even having Kyle Pitts out there, even though he hasn't been as productive, still having that talent that we know he can be, that he does possess, whether or not he flourishes or uses it or whatever, you want to maximize the time that you have with all the offensive weapons that you can possibly have, with Kyle Pitts included, right? So that's the argument for keeping Kyle Pitts. Now, the argument for trading Kyle Pitts this offseason, the Falcons did lose some draft picks this offseason, obviously trading for Matthew Judon. You lost the draft pick for the Kirk Cousins tampering, the bogus tampering punishment. So you lost a draft pick there. So the Falcons do need some draft picks. And one thing Terry Fontenot did kind of hint at, and this is why I really wouldn't be surprised if, this is another reason why I really wouldn't be surprised if the Falcons decide to trade Kyle Pitts this offseason and get some draft capital back, because I do think they would still get some good value back for Kyle Pitts. Terry Fontenot, yesterday, he hinted at the fact that the Falcons, with the 15th overall pick, maybe, possibly, could be open to trading back and getting more draft picks that way as well. Take a listen.
We can pick up some draft picks. So since we're picking at 15, so obviously we can move down and pick up more capital in the first or the second round or wherever that is. And so we'll have those discussions and determine. We just have to make sure that we're as effective, whether it's the draft, free agency, extensions, everything that we're doing, we have to be effective with each one of those moves so we can put this team in position to win.
I don't like the fact, or I wouldn't like the idea of trading back at 15, because you still want your first round pick. Look, I know you need to do your job, and you got it as a general manager. Terry Fontenot is confident in himself in making a pick wherever and finding a good player wherever in the draft, but you still want to get the best players available. You still want to have the highest draft pick possible. Now, depending on how much they can get for 15, okay, maybe, but I just feel like trading back at 15, again, yes, whoever you get in the first round should be a starter, no questions asked. Heck, whoever you get in the second round, too, they should probably be starters, no questions asked. But I just, trading back at 15 to me just seems like, I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like I would want you to go ahead and make a pick at 15, and then maybe if you have an extra second or third or whatever, like maybe then you could start to think about that. Or, again, trade Kyle Pitts and get some draft picks for him. And that's why I wouldn't mind if the Falcons traded Kyle Pitts. You signed Charlie Warner. I think they signed him to a multi-year deal, too. I don't think he's a free agent. I have to double-check that. But you signed Charlie Warner. Let him be your starting tight end. He fits more of what they want to do anyway and fits more of the Zach Robinson scheme as far as how they want to use tight ends. Drake London's turned into that guy that Kyle Pitts was supposed to be. Drake London's taking over that role. So at this point, trade Kyle Pitts, get some draft capital there. That way you don't feel really any extra pressure. I'm not saying Terry Fontenot feels any extra pressure to trade back in 15 and get extra draft picks, but trade Kyle Pitts, get some extra draft picks that way instead of trading at 15. That way you can have 15 and some extra draft capital. But again, I understand the argument both ways for keeping and or trading Kyle Pitts, so we'll see what happens. But either way it goes, I think unless Kyle Pitts has a monster year next year, if they decide to keep him, he's gone after next year either way it goes. Because I think the relationship has just run stale. I think a rift has started to form, and I don't think maybe both sides at this point necessarily want to stay together. But we'll see. I'm just going off of what I've seen. I have no information to that, so we'll end up seeing what happens. Okay, I promise we will talk about the college football playoff, and you can call up and give your thoughts on Notre Dame's late 27-24 victory over the Fighting Mike Contis in Penn State. Notre Dame headed to the College Football Playoff National Championship. We'll recap it. Get your thoughts on it. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Your thoughts on the College Football Playoff semifinal. Your thoughts on what Terry Fontenot had to say to the media yesterday. That's all happening during Grill and Dylan. Right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you to everyone that's tuned in right now that is on their way to work or already at work. Shout out to everybody that is tuned in and tapped in right now that is on their way to the gym or already at the gym. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Grillin' Dylan. Happening here in a couple of minutes where we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. We can talk about Terry Fontenot and what he had to say to the media yesterday. The Atlanta Falcons general manager speaking and telling everybody that he would be comfortable with Kirk Cousins being the backup quarterback. And again, I understand why he would say it. The Falcons would have zero leverage if Terry Fontenot came out yesterday and said, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and just release Kirk Cousins. We're going to go ahead and cut Kirk Cousins post June 1st. So, you know, anybody that wants to trade for him, just wait until, you know, June 1st. You'll be able to get him for nothing. You know, you'll just be able to sign him outright. He's not going to do that. He's not going to say that. In the chance, and again, I don't know if they're going to attempt to trade him or what, but if they wanted to at least attempt to try and trade Kirk Cousins, they're not going to say, yeah, we want to move on from him. We want to go ahead and get rid of Kirk Cousins, because then your leverage goes out the window and you're not going to get anything back for him. And we just talked about the Falcons potentially trading Kyle Pitts to get draft picks back. You heard Terry Fontenot talk about how they might trade back from the 15th overall pick to get draft picks. This team needs picks. So they might try and trade Kirk Cousins. They might try and trade Kyle Pitts. They might try and trade the 15th overall pick to just gain more picks, because this team is lacking in draft picks right now after trading a third-round pick away to get Matthew Judon, after what happened with Kirk Cousins and the tampering, the bogus tampering punishment. They lost a draft pick because of that. So this is a team that wants to acquire picks, so they're not going to say, no, yeah, we're good. We're good on Kirk. We're going to try and get rid of him. We're going to explore a trade, and hopefully we get something back. No, that you lose all your leverage. So that's why they didn't – that's why you heard Terry Fontenot say what he said yesterday. They're keeping all the leverage. They're like, yeah, we're comfortable keeping him as a backup. We're just fine with that, because then that obviously sets you up to where if a team does go get him, if a team is trying to play hardball with the Falcons, we're like, the Falcons are going to be like, we're cool with keeping as a backup. Yeah. If you ain't giving us what we want, we're just fine keeping Kirk Cousins on that bench. Now, again, Kirk Cousins might try to be a little bit more aggressive, for lack of a better term, and finding his way out, and we'll see how that goes. But that – the Falcons were never going to say yesterday that they were moving on for Kirk Cousins. Whether their plan is to or not, they were never going to say that yesterday. So That's why you heard what you heard there. So I know people were up in arms, but there's a reason for what Terry Fontenot did. And I feel like a lot of people understand that, but I also felt like it kind of surprised me how many people were up in arms about what Terry Fontenot had to say yesterday regarding Kirk Cousins. So there you have it. College football playoff semifinal happened yesterday. Notre Dame takes down Penn State. Poor Mike Conte. He was at the game yesterday. Look, I'm sure it was a great experience, but, man, it felt like the Nittany Lions were at least going to get to overtime last night. It felt like they were at least going to be able to do that, but a late interception by Drew Aller where it seems like, and he said he was trying to throw the ball away. He said he was trying to put the ball in the dirt, but he was being pressured and just couldn't. He put a little too much on it and couldn't get it in the dirt. And Christian Gray makes a very nice play, dives for it, gets the interception, and then Riley Leonard and the Fighting Irish offense march down the field and kick a late field goal to win it. And look, Notre Dame, they played it right as far as how to beat Penn State. They did a good job shutting down their running game, knowing that Penn State wasn't this offensive juggernaut that they had to take down. So they never tried to get away from their game plan. Now, I do think that backup quarterback gave them a spark. He was able to come in and be more of a pocket passer and throw the ball a little bit more and was a little bit more effective throwing the ball than Riley Leonard was. But Jeremiah Love and that Notre Dame offense made some big runs when they had to. Riley Leonard, as he always does, it seems like this season, made some big runs when he had to. And they got the job done last night. So good on Notre Dame. And like I said, I wasn't sure. I thought Penn State's offense would do enough to keep it close. But I told you yesterday, I just felt like Penn State's offense wasn't going to have enough to do what they needed to do against Notre Dame. Because, again, that Notre Dame defense, big, got some dogs on that team. And I just felt like Notre Dame had a little bit of an advantage up front, and that's what ended up happening. Notre Dame was able to get pressure on Drew Aller, make him feel uncomfortable. Drew Aller ends up, again, throwing that big interception late. And they now Penn State was able to run the ball, 42 carries overall, 204 yards. Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen both had over 80 yards rushing. But, again, it was a little bit of a struggle for Notre Dame. A struggle really for both of these teams at the beginning of the game. Game was real sleepy at the beginning. Just felt like punts back and forth, some interceptions traded back and forth, turnovers back and forth. And then in the fourth quarter, finally turned up. I think there was 31 points scored in the fourth quarter combined. So it definitely boosted up in the fourth quarter. But again, Riley Leonard, he was better as far as passing yards go yesterday and did throw the ball a little bit more, but that's mainly because he had to. Because, again, Penn State did do a solid job limiting Notre Dame's running game, limited them to 116 yards, but they still had a good game plan as far as pressuring Riley Leonard, making him throw the ball, and that resulted in two interceptions from Riley Leonard. He did throw for a touchdown pass, but still, it was a solid defensive effort from Penn State, but they just did not have the offense. And, again, Drew Aller makes the costly mistake at the end with the interception. So it was a fun game at the end, but definitely kind of had a sleepy start to it for sure. But we'll see what happens between Texas and Ohio State tonight. I think that will be a fun game. That game, I never thought this game would really be a shootout. 24-27 even was kind of a higher score to me. I think I said 24-20 yesterday, so I was nearly there, just a touchdown off. But I think Texas-Ohio State definitely has the chance to be a shootout for sure. And for me, just real quick before we get to Grillin' Dylan, I do wonder if Texas is going to have the offensive firepower. I know it sounds crazy, but I do wonder if Texas has the offensive firepower to keep up with Ohio State. Are they going to be able to, one, get enough stops on defense? And I think they will. Texas defense, obviously, that defensive line is really good. That Texas secondary, even better than the defensive line, in my opinion. So I think Texas will do enough to keep them in it, but can their offense do enough to keep up with Ohio State, because Ohio State's going to score, point blank, period. They're playing too well right now. They're playing some of their best football right now. They are doing way too well to not score. So Texas, while they can maybe neutralize Ohio State a little bit, Ohio State's still going to score. Number four is still going to ball out. Will Howard's playing some pretty good ball right now as well, too. He's going to do his thing. So it should be a very fun game between Texas and Ohio State tonight. But, oh, last thing before we get to Grill and Dylan that I want to mention, Hawks lose to the Phoenix Suns last night. Final score, 123-115. Still no Jalen Johnson, and this team is really struggling without Jalen Johnson. And you just hope that they can get Jalen back soon. Last I've heard from Brad Rowland is that he stayed in L.A. when they were in L.A. to rehab, and he hopes to rejoin the team when they get back to Atlanta. They don't get back to Atlanta until Tuesday, so it seems like the Hawks are going to have to go these last two games without Jalen Johnson. Again, they play the Rockets and then the Suns again to close out this long West Coast road trip. So hopefully the Hawks can find a way to get these last two games without Jalen Johnson, but it might be a struggle here these last two games as West Coast road trip. Hawks are at 19-19 now, by the way. And again, you don't want to fall too far back if you're the Hawks. You don't want to have this extended losing streak, because you are now, you were just in seventh place just a couple of days ago at 19-18. But now, after just losing one game, you're already in ninth place. That's how crammed the bottom half of the East is. And only, look, you're still fine. And again, even if they do lose these last two games on the West Coast trip, you're still fine, because you're only separated, the four spot and the nine spot where the Hawks are at, only separated by 2.5 games. You're only separated from the sixth seed by one game behind Miami. So you're okay, but you still want to try and keep pace with everybody that is jumbled up between 4 and 9 right now in the Eastern Conference. So big couple of games for the Hawks. Then it'll be a big game on Tuesday when they come back and play the Chicago Bulls, and hopefully Jalen Johnson is back for that one as well. But without further ado, let's get to it. Let's get to Grill and Dylan. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, it is Grill and Dylan every Friday at 5:40, or, you know, or around in the 5:40 segment. Obviously, it's at 5:50 today because we had to talk about college ball playoffs and the Hawks and whatnot. But you want to talk about what happened in the college ball playoffs? We can do that. You want to talk about what may happen tonight in the other semifinal game between Ohio State and Texas? We can do that. You want to talk about the Hawks, what Terry Fontenot had to say about the state of the Falcons and the team and the organization being comfortable with Kirk Cousins being the backup quarterback? We can talk about all that right now. Also, music, movies, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it now on Grillin' Dylan. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone line, head out to South Fulton, and talk to my guy, Chief. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
Nothing much, man.
Chief, we're going to get into the real fans. I'm telling you right now, my job, y'all coming up short with an employee today, because they ain't coming in. They're coming up short.
Hey, they're going to be an employee short today, huh, Chief?
That's right. And Mike Conte, you know, boss man, you came up short last night. I hate to tell you, but you came up a little short. And before I let you go, Dylan, you know who always come up short to me? It's these weathermen. I'm going to tell you why. This is the only profession I know where you can say, hey, it's a 70% chance of this or a 40% chance of that. That's like saying 2 + 2 = 5 with a 70% chance of it being 4. I'm out, Dylan.
Oh, man. Chief is so right about that, too. He's spot on. Look, I know it's hard being a weather person. I know it's hard being, you know, I know it's hard being in that position, because you never truly know what Mother Nature is going to do. You really just don't. We don't know. But, yeah, I mean, talk about percentages and all that stuff. Chief is spot on, man, when it comes to that. So we'll see if any weather comes down. It does seem like it's going to happen, but we'll see exactly to what extent. Either way it goes, be safe. Like Chief said, hey, if you can call in, and if you don't got to go in, if you can finagle your way out of going into work, you might want to think about doing that. If you can work from home, might want to think about doing that as well. Don't want to risk it. Either way it goes. And then, yeah, unfortunately, the fight of Mike Conti's came up short. Oh, I hate it for Mike Conti. I was rooting for Penn State. Obviously, I didn't have a dog in the fight as a Georgia fan, but I was rooting for Mike Conti just because he's the boss, man. He's our fearless leader. Great guy. Penn State alum. I wanted to see him at least be able to go to the national championship game and experience that. But it is what it is. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate everybody that calls in. As always, when we come back, you will hear from Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan, the Meathead Backwards Hat Brigade edition of the Morning Shift this morning with Tiffany Blackman gone on assignment. We'll see. You'll find out what they got coming up on the Morning Shift this morning. But I'm sure a lot of college football playoff talk, a lot of Terry Fontenot talk. But you'll see next year. And I'll talk to you then let's try that again. In the meantime, I'll talk to you again Monday morning, 5 a.m. sharp. We react to the other college football playoff game and also wild card weekend. Should be some fun ones, maybe some upsets. We'll talk about it all Monday morning at 5 a.m. sharp. Until then, Morning Shift starts next here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.